On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim and learn about God's course of events for the Jews, the nations, and the church. Find your place in these end times and the significance of Jerusalem above and Jerusalem below.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. One of your favorite people, Billy Brim's here today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozark, and she's got some really great information that you're going to need, so don't go anywhere. So, Billy, welcome. We're so glad you're here.
Well, thank you, Gloria, and thank you. Everywhere I'm going out there, they tell us that they love to watch us, Gloria.
I'm so glad somebody's watching.
I'm glad they're watching, and you know what they say? They can tell we like each other.
We
love each other.
We definitely do. We're really sisters.
And we do. We really are for a long time. We love you, and we thank you for watching. I got so many interesting emails from people who are watching. Gloria, you wouldn't even think about them watching.
Really?
One was a movie maker. One was just people that are out there because they're interested in what's happening.
Isn't that interesting?
Everybody can tell something's going on here, and it's not the norm. And really, we're closing things down.
Praise
and we're
God.
Going, we're ready to start things up again. Bless
Amen.
The Lord. So I remember one time hearing Jerry Savelle say, you can boil all his sermons, his teachings down to two words, don't quit. And I got to think about it. Yep, that's good. Isn't that a good thing? Don't quit. And usually, I mean, you're anointed for a certain area, teach about certain things. And for me, most of it, I think, has to do with the end of days. Jesus is coming. What we're to do till he gets here. And then way out there in the future. And so as the last time I was on, and when we did get all of those emails and so many telephone calls and comments, we were talking about the signs in the heavens that God has placed about this time. And we were talking about the four moon tetrad. Mm-hmm. Eclipses are rather common, but tetrads are not common. And what's rare, only three since Columbus time, is that the tetrads, the full moon tetrads, would hit on the dates of God's calendar that he has circled. Some call it the Jewish calendar, Passover, Tabernacles, four tetrads, full moon eclipses, blood moon eclipses, approximately 6 months apart. So we have just had the third one. We had the second one. And then we're about to have the fourth one will be in April. The fourth one will be April 4th. So you want to get that up. That's going to be your 2015 Passover. And then that'll be the third of the four. And then the last one in the tetrad is going to be on Sukkot, September of this year. But I wanted to say this now because I won't be back before something happens. And now in the middle of the tetrad, if you'll put that chart back up for the people.
Do I have a chart?
Here's one you can look at right here. In the middle of the tetrad is a full solar eclipse. Mm. And that makes this a very, very, very special signs in the sky. The four blood moon tetrads with a solar eclipse full. And what day is it on? New Year's Day of the sacred calendar. Jews have two calendars, a sacred calendar, the calendar of redemption, and then they have the civil calendar, which is over in the autumn. So Nisan 1, the first of Nisan, put that chart back up, please. That first of Nisan, which is going to be March 20th, there will be a solar eclipse. A full solar eclipse. Then on New Year's Day of the civil year, Rosh Hashanah, there will be a partial solar eclipse. So here we have this special, special, very, very special signs in the sky tetrad, the tetrad with the four blood moons and the two solar eclipses marking the New Year's days. So the heavens are telling us, signs are telling us, we live in very special days. Now, we live in this very special day period, and we have to have knowledge of who we are. I often begin with, 1 Corinthians 10:32. Three groups of peoples that the Bible talks about: the Jews, the nations, the goyim, and the church. Three groups. And in the Bible, it will tell you what's going to be happening with each one of these groups. What will be happening with Israel? What will be happening with the Jews? What will be happening with the nations, the Gentile nations? And then what will be happening with the church? Now, in the Old Testament, there were just two groups, the Jews and the Gentiles. But now in the New, a third group is revealed, a brand new man, any Jew, any Gentile, who gets born again, comes over into third group, a brand new species that never existed before.
Glory
and this group is called the body of the Anointed One. He's the head, we're the body. A mystical group in the earth, if you will. Now, when you were born again, the moment you were born again, you were a brand new creature. Now, for these groups, God has plans. And for these groups, God has a place. So yesterday we talked about He'll get each of us in our place. But there is a meaning, a deep meaning to that word in the Hebrew, ha-makom. Ha-makom. Makom is place, ha is the place. Mm-hmm. And so yesterday, and I'm going to read, not yesterday, but last week, excuse me. I want to review for you something we went through in detail, and I'm sure you can pull up on the archives and watch it. When they went into the Promised Land, when the Jews went into the Promised Land, Moses gave them instructions from God. And he said, when you go in, this is Deuteronomy 12, when you go into that Promised Land, those Canaanites have been worshiping false gods under every green tree, but don't you do that. Mm-hmm. You only can worship in HaMakom. The place where I choose to put my name. He didn't tell them where it was, but he told them, you only go there. It's called HaMakom. It's mentioned many times. You might want to read in your Bible, Deuteronomy 12, and just underline every place it says the place, the place. And for your Hebrew lesson, Ha is the, Makom is place. It's the place. Very, very the place. So you're only going to go to the place where he put his name. Abraham was told about HaMakom, the place, in Genesis 22 when he offered up Isaac, because he offered up Isaac there in HaMakom, in the place. He didn't, in all the world there is a land that God chose, and in all, that's Israel. In all the land there is a city, that's Jerusalem. In all that city there is a hill, Mount Moriah. And in that hill, there's a rock, the foundation rock of the world. It's called Evan Shetiyah. It's on that rock that Abraham offered up Isaac. So you can read about it in Genesis 22, especially verses 3, 4, and 9. And it's called HaMakom, the place, HaMakom. Jerusalem, and particularly that hill, that Mount Moriah, is HaMakom. It is the place. Jacob, you can read about Jacob going there, and he had the ladder, you know, and the angels went up and down the ladder and into heaven, and it was called to him HaMakom, the place. David knew about this promise of this place. They still didn't know where it's going to be in David's time. And he said in Psalm 132, 5, I'm not going to sleep until I find it. Well, he found it all right. He found it at the Jebusite threshing floor. 1 Chronicles 1 and 15, 18, and 20 tells you a wonderful story about how he found it. It is called HaMakom. In 1 Chronicles 21, he purchased that place. I think it's 1 Chronicles 21, 15, 18, and 20. And in 1 Chronicles 21, he purchased it. He bought it. He bought what we call the Temple Mount. They dedicated it. They built the temple there. And when Solomon was praying in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, he prayed one night and the Lord said to him, Jehovah appeared. And he said to Solomon, this is it. You found HaMakom. You found the place. Now, I will answer the prayer made in this place. So for the Jews, God's earthly people, Jerusalem, earthly Jerusalem is Hamakom. It's the place. But the Jews are so conscious, more conscious than Christians, I found out, that there is a heavenly Jerusalem. There's an earthly Jerusalem. And right now, over it, there's a heavenly Jerusalem. And during the millennial age, the thousand-year reign of the Lord Jesus upon earth, that heavenly Jerusalem will be visible from the earthly Jerusalem. The Bible says it comes down. I think it comes into sight. And it's over earthly Jerusalem. Earthly Jerusalem even walks in the light of it. The light from heavenly Jerusalem will shine down upon the earth. So it'll be a marvelous time. But it is there right now. Now remember what Jesus said in John chapter 14. Let's turn to John chapter 14, because we're going to build from here. This week we're going to talk about heavenly Jerusalem, and we're going to talk about the church and your place in it. So in John chapter 14, remember there are three groups of peoples, the Jews, the nations, and the church. Jesus came and offered a kingdom upon the earth to the Jews right then. They did not receive it. So after that, then at the Last Supper, he sent Judas away. And after Judas was away, since Israel had rejected the establishment of the kingdom then, he begins to tell them about something that was hidden. The Old Testament calls it a hidden mystery. And it's the church age. And Jesus then, with his disciples gathered all around him that night, he begins to teach them things about the new dispensation they're about to go into, which we call the church age. 2 days, 2,000 years it will last. So he says to them right away, gives them a new commandment. And this is John 14:14. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. So they have had 613 commandments. He replaces it with a new commandment, and he tells them that all the law is fulfilled in this one new commandment that you have, to walk in love as I loved you. Then he tells them he's going away. They're sad about it. In chapter 14, he says, let not your heart be troubled. Saints of God, if you have a troubled heart, don't let it be troubled. I don't care what you see around you. We're going to talk about why you should not let it be troubled, but you should rule and reign over things. But here he told them, let not your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Mm-hmm. Trust in me. In my Father's house, he begins to talk about Father's house. That's where he's going. He's going to Father's house. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. They're all Jews. They know about, they have been brought up Jews. They know about Hamakom. They know about the place. Hamakom, the place for the Jews, was Mount Moriah in Jerusalem. But now he says, I'm going to go. There's going to be another place. Another Makom. And I'm going to go and I'm going to prepare it. For who? You. The new creation. The new creation being my body. I'm preparing a place for you. And if I go and prepare Hamakom, the place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. He tells them in verse 12, the end of it, John 14:12, I'm going to my Father. He tells them that in many verses. Verse 28, same discourse. He tells them throughout chapters 15 and 16, I'm going to the Father. I really like one way that he says it in chapter 16. You can get these pages apart. Chapter 16 of verse 28, he says, I came out from the Father.
Yeah.
I came into the world. Now I will leave the world and go to the Father. So he told them, I'm going to the Father. And so they questioned him about it. And he said, you know the way. And they said, no, we don't know the way. And he said in verse 6 of chapter 14, John saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Mm. Who's going to the Father? The new creation man. He's going to prepare a place with the Father in the heavenly Jerusalem for the new creation man. Earthly Jerusalem during the millennium will be under the rule of the Jews on the earth. Any Jew who's accepted the Lord has, they're no longer Jews. Any Gentile who's selected, who has accepted the Lord, they're not in the Gentile class, but they're in the new creation class. Like Paul, John, all of the New Testament writers, they're new creations, brand new species. Mm-hmm. And for this new creation, starting right now, we are there potentially. And in the millennium, we will be living there in our mansions. Don't be so quick to give away your heavenly mansion. There will be travel back and forth. I think we'll get to that by the end of the week. And but your headquarters, if you're born again, your headquarters now is the new is heavenly Jerusalem. And we learn a lot about heavenly Jerusalem from the Jews. And of course, the root of everything that's in the New Testament is in the Old. And we find out about heavenly Jerusalem there in what we call the Old. Maybe it's the Older. It's really all one book. It all goes together. And Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And that place is heavenly Jerusalem. I found out that the Jews, I went to Jerusalem and I saw this picture everywhere. And I just got news that we're going to be able to offer this in our package.
Good.
And I keep this one, the one you get is going to be bigger, a little bigger. And I keep this one on my bookshelf right in front of some books. And it's just reminding me constantly of heavenly Jerusalem. This artist, Abraka, her name means blessing, Levi Brim, she specializes almost in painting heavenly Jerusalem pictures. And so, praise the Lord, we're going to have that for you. But I saw, they paint it in many ways. And in one of the four oldest synagogues in Jerusalem, I went there. It's a Sephardic synagogue. And they have it painted as a heavenly menorah, like in the clouds, you know, the seven-branch candlestand, which stands for the seven spirits of the Lord. And I, the Holy Spirit, seven attributes, let's put it like that. And so I went in there and I saw that picture, and it's one of my early trips, and I just have to know, why do these Jews know so much about heavenly Jerusalem? And Christians don't seem to know much about it. It's just questioning, blurry to them. And it's there, the place of their abode. And so I asked this old rabbi from New York who was in there. He asked me to sit down and have a cup of tea before he told me. And then I said, how do you know so much? He said, Moses told us. He went there, well, you know.
Moses.
You know, Moses was 40 times. He was 40 days, two times. He was up with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. So he was in heavenly Jerusalem, heaven with him. And there he gave him the Ten Commandments and there the Torah. And there he gave him, God gave him the pattern for the tabernacle. And when Moses came back, he told them where he'd been. And so it was very interesting to me. I had a different picture of Moses on the mount from my Sunday school pictures, like a little ice cream cone mountain with Moses just barely hanging on, you know. But no, he was with the Father for all that time. Bless the Lord.
Praise God.
And so they know about it. So I ask, where is it in the Bible? And they told me, well, one place is Psalm 122. So if you'll turn to Psalm 122, and Gloria, I have that for us on page 4.
Thank you, ma'am.
All printed out. This is a song of degrees. And David, he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. I'm going to say that the way Hebrews say it, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, verse 3, is builded as a city that is compact together. And then this is, it gives us a picture. In the Hebrew, it can be more easily seen. Young's translation of the Bible says, Jerusalem, the builded one, is as a city that is joined to itself. So there is an upper Jerusalem that the Jews call Yerushalayim Shema Allah, the Jerusalem above. That's what they call it, the Jerusalem above. And you're going to see that Paul called it that when he wrote in Galatians. Jerusalem above is their name for it. And then Jerusalem below. So it is to be builded together. There really is a contact between them now, but you can't see it and I can't see it, but it will even be revealed later on. But heaven and earth are very connected. Actually, earth is a mirror image of heaven. And we have trees on earth because they have trees in heaven. Heaven was first.
Mm-hmm.
And we have rivers here because there were rivers there. We're going to find about a same river that flows from heavenly Jerusalem down through earthly Jerusalem in the millennium. Trees on both sides of it. So when it says in this same chapter, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, we are meant to pray for the wholeness of Jerusalem. I think I'll start this point tomorrow, so be sure to be back with us. But I want to close with this statement by R.E.A. Kaplan in his book, Jerusalem, the Eye of the Universe. There must be a realm in the spiritual domain where all spiritual forces come together. In the words of our sages, and the sages are the ones that go way, 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 way back, even to Moses' time. In the words of our sages, this realm is called Jerusalem on high, and it is said to parallel the physical Jerusalem. So fix in your mind that there are two Jerusalems. We'll talk about it tomorrow. A heavenly one, an earthly one. They're connected. They each have their place in God's plan, and we have our place in them.
Praise God. How interesting is that, Billy? Glory
to
God.
Oh, what a planner. Oh, what a planner.
Oh, yeah. And he's the one that's planning your life.
Yeah.
And my life. Billy and I'll be right back.
The Heaven and Earth Package, teaching resources selected by Dr. Billy Brim, will help you understand God's position regarding Jerusalem and answer your questions about its importance. Hamakom is Hebrew for the place. The two messages on CD about Hamakom will teach you an accurate biblical and historical account of Jerusalem. Knowing God's plan for His chosen people in that place will help you understand His destiny for you in your appointed place. In the DVD set, Billy Brim explains about Jerusalem above and earthly Jerusalem coming together and what your part is as the church. The mini book, Jerusalem Above and Below, gives you the synopsis of Jerusalem's history and importance today so that you can share with others and answer the questions they may have. You will also receive your own copy of the beautiful New Jerusalem artwork by Jewish artist Bracha Levi, depicting heavenly and earthly Jerusalem coming together. Allow it to daily remind you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Learn the truth and be encouraged with the Heaven and Earth Package.
Order the Heaven and Earth Package for only $38.99. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Receive these key resources researched and selected by Billy Brim to give you the biblical insight and understanding you need to help you live blessed and protected in these end times. Prepare and get ready for the coming of the Lord. Be in faith, full of hope, and armed with God's word and wisdom with the Heaven and Earth Package.
We have an exciting product offer for you. You'll like this, the Heaven and Earth Package. Glory to God. Tell us about, Billy, what you got.
Well, I'm really excited because we just found out that we get to offer to you this beautiful print by Bracha Levi Brim in Israel. And her subject is Heavenly Jerusalem. And she paints it in many different ways. And these are some of the paintings I saw when I went to Israel and discovered, how do these Jews know so much about heavenly Jerusalem? We used it for the cover of our book, which is also in the package, Jerusalem Above and Below. And the things that I'm covering this week are going to be in here, plus more. And also, I have taught on this subject in our eschatology school. Eschatology is the study of the things of the last days. And so we have a two DVD set that has a lot of pictures, a lot of things for you to see.
Good.
On heavenly Jerusalem and the church. Then we have a two CD set on Hamakom that you can listen to on the teachings on Hamakom that we've been talking about.
Which is the place.
Yeah, the place.
The place. Glory to God. So you'll want to get that and let Billy share with. I want to get it myself, Billy, so you can share with me and get me all up to here.
We'll soon be there.
All right. So it'll help you understand what's going on and how to pray. Glory to God and the things that are going to happen. So order your package today. Father, we pray for every person listening today. We pray for all of us that our eyes be enlightened and that we hear your word and understand it and know it and walk in the light of it. We thank you for healing people today, Lord,
thank
and
you,
blessing
Father.
Them and drawing them into the church, into the body of Christ. We thank you for mighty works in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can study the Word at your convenience, of course, on the website, kcm.org. Put the Word in your eyes, your ears. Get it in your heart. Study your Bible. I mean, take it. What's in there belongs to you. Whatever's,
Amen.
If you're in Christ Jesus, all the good in this book belongs to you.
Hallelujah.
So do all these things. Watch the broadcast. Read the testimony. Read testimonies. Share them. Tell people your testimony. And we thank you for watching. Father, we pray for every person to be healed today,
Amen.
Right now
Amen.
Watching, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for a move of your Spirit in their lives, in the name of Jesus. Billy and I will see you again tomorrow. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2015 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia.